Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. I pray the Lord has been with you and kept you during these days. Thank you so much, Father. Father, bless us today with understanding and wisdom. We know something great is coming very quickly. We just ask you, Lord, to give us wisdom to cooperate with you in everything necessary to bring it to pass. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, all right, saints, I'm going to share an awesome revelation with you here. We called it Snakes, Cockroaches, and Dogs. Oh, my. This first revelation was given to Marie Kelton 2 days ago. She said, I had a vision of a yellow and black striped snake during the Zoom meeting. It was coiled up. It looked like it was getting ready to strike. Well, we've been expecting another attack of the faction because we have been getting a lot of Judas verses and dreams lately in our morning prayer meeting. And thank you, Father, for giving us wisdom concerning this and telling us what to do about it. He always does. She said the stripes on the snake looked like this, and she had a picture of what is a banded crate. It's a poisonous snake that has a neurotoxin that shuts down the respiratory system like a coral snake. And, by the way, COVID-19. Isn't that interesting? Remember the dream that Eve had about the coral snakes falling on the head of the faction? And, of course, you know, a coral snake does the same thing that COVID-19 does. So it was talking about poison sprayed from heaven that was going to take out, you know, the faction. And this snake, by the way, had the same kind of a head as a coral snake. Very interesting, because a coral snake's the only poisonous snake in our country that doesn't have the diamond shape there. So this snake could have a double meaning because of Eve's dream of the factious people being bitten by coral snakes falling from the sky, which we have been shown is the plague. In other words, COVID-19. The double meaning is that they are planning an attack, but it is going to come back on their own heads, as the Lord has told us. And this snake is known not to bite during the day, but in darkness. I'll let you know, evil intent, right? And they are nocturnal, like the cockroaches in the dream we're going to share with you. And the yellow, I believe, is for caution. It's not orange because it's not going to be that big of a deal for us. So it's yellow for caution, and black is for their dark heart and death that they bring. Amen. We'll put a picture of the banded crate here. President Trump has said that he would open the country back up, and the deep state factious don't want it because they want to bring the country and our economy down so that they can have their revolution and make us into a communist country, basically. And they want to make him look bad in an election year. So I suspect they will chemtrail spray a more virulent strain of COVID-19, such as the L strain that hit China, in order to prove that it was a dangerous mistake on the president's part to risk our lives. Yeah. So their false flag will come back on their heads, and the religious faction too in a Red Sea judgment. So here's another revelation given to Eve Brast about the faction's failure. And she got that on yesterday, actually, April the 21st. She said, I dreamed that I was in the kitchen of the Right Side Mobile Home, the famous Right Side Mobile Home, which symbolized the righteous who God puts on his right as the sheep, right? It was on the land my father, kept with a capital F, had given to me for an inheritance. And she has in parentheses, the inheritance for the bride from the father. Right? She's being typed as the bride here because of her name, Eve. Eve was the bride of the first Adam and representing a bride of the second Adam, right? Our last Adam. I was cleaning the kitchen and getting ready to prepare a meal with some of the other brethren when I began to see some roaches coming out onto the counters. We're currently cleaning up the house and getting ready to feed the multitudes the unleavened bread in the days to come. Yes, we are. We're working hard at it. And the faction has worked hard to try to destroy it, but they will fail. The roaches represent God's low opinion of the faction. They're unclean, disgusting bugs that regurgitate on everything and spread disease. They would ruin any spiritual meal for the righteous. Of course, he's trying to prepare meals here, and here comes the bugs. They want to stop it, right? They live in darkness, and they come out of hiding at night. This is their time, as Jesus said, the night, you know, when they came against him, right? They hate the light of the truth. He turned the light on, they head for the corners, right? I alerted the brethren in the kitchen and began trying to kill them all before any could escape alive. Well, we have many dreams of God killing the factious, especially the leaders. That he would use the bride to do this is also scriptural and according to our dreams. Esther crushed the Haman rebellion, who wanted to kill God's people. That's the faction. And as a matter of fact, Eve got this text by Faith at Random yesterday morning. Esther 8 and 7 and 8. Then King Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also to the Jews as it pleaseth you in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may no man reverse. So Haman was hung on his own gallows, just like Judas and Absalom, for their treachery and evil against God's people. Moses, like Mordecai, the man-child, who is the head of the bride body, crushed the Korah rebellion. Paul turned the fornicator, whom he likened to the leaven of sin, over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh. So you see, God gives authority for his people to judge the wicked. Let me ask you a question. Do we as men judge the wicked? No. The wicked are judged by their own sins and out of their own mouths by God. They speak their judgment out of their mouth. Satan has tricked the factious into judging others while they are the ones who are sinning because he knows that they will be destroyed for it. You want proof? Romans 2:1 says, Wherefore thou art without excuse, O man. Notice it's man that's judging here. Man, notice. If we judge in our humanity, we fail. Okay, because that's not what we're supposed to do. We're forbidden that. But the wicked, they don't mind judging in their humanity, right? Wherefore thou art without excuse, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest dost practice the same things. That's exactly what they do. And that's what the demons want them to do, because the demons know it will bring them to total destruction. For instance, the wicked, factious leftists judge President Trump for exactly what they are doing. And now they are being judged for it. This is a demonic possession. And I don't know how many of the people up there understand. They understand these people are totally crazy and they can't understand how. But we know it's demonic possession. Now notice that it mentions the plural, things. Practice the same things. He's not saying you're doing the exact same thing that you are judging this person for. This is very important. Romans 2:2-3 says, and we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that practice such things, meaning things in the same category, right? And reckonest thou this, O man, who judges them that practice such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Oh, no. God is saying, no, you won't escape. You're doing it. They don't have any conscience, so it really isn't something you can show them from the Word, because they just totally ignore you. But anyway, so we see that the judgment of the wicked comes out of their own mouth. They think it's other people bringing judgment upon them. It's coming out of their own mouth. In Job 15:5-6, for thine iniquity teacheth thy mouth. That's right. They speak from the devil. And thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. Oh, yes. They think that they can conquer everything and everybody by their tongue. And it's slander. But he goes on to say, thine own mouth condemneth thee, and not I. Yea, thine own lips testify against thee. Thy own mouth condemneth thee. Well, this is a truth. It doesn't matter whose mouth it came out of. It's a truth. This is why man shouldn't judge. It's because we may not be doing the same thing that we're judging someone for, but that's not the way the law works. If you break one part of the law, then you're a lawbreaker. If you're judging somebody else who has broken part of the law and you consider them not worthy of God's forgiveness because they broke some part of the law, God's going to judge you the same way. You want proof? James 2:8-10. Howbeit, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. But if you have respect of persons, in other words, judging someone else when you're not judging yourself, right? You commit sin, being convicted by the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he has become guilty of all. So if you're trying to hold someone under the law, guess what? You're going to be judged by the law. But the problem is not that they've caught anybody in sin. They haven't. They have done the sin. Then they turn to blame it on someone else. That's what the demons are doing with President Trump. Exact same thing. They haven't convicted him of anything. They haven't had any proof, and all their proof is lies. Exactly the same situation we're in. God said there's a parallel. So, only God can judge, not man. But can God judge through a righteous man? Of course. All through the Bible, he has done this. 2 Corinthians 10:6 says, "And being in readiness to avenge all disobedience, when your obedience shall be made full." Okay, so you got these honest, righteous people have to be ready to avenge disobedience for God, not themselves. You'll see that in just a moment. And it has to be when you're obeying. Somebody that's not obeying, oh my goodness, when they judge themselves, as we just saw. So those who are obedient can be used of God to judge the wicked, while those who are sinning had better not judge, or they will be judged out of their own mouths. Even those who are obedient must be sure it is God who is doing the judging. God can speak his judgment to these people, and they should obey. I've had the wicked say to me, literally and falsely, "You cursed me," because they knew a curse had fallen upon them. That was their admission, that I've been cursed. I mean, when you get this by internet, you think, okay, God's whipping them. You cursed me, when actually I had done nothing. And I told them, no one can curse you but you. Because God said in Proverbs 26:2, "As the sparrow in her wandering, and as the swallow in her flying, so the curse that is causeless alighteth not." So nobody can curse you but you. The factors are told by their demons that we are cursing them. I know that because they've told me so. But it is they who are cursing them. In our natural man, we chose and choose to bless them. And we prayed for them often, unless God forbids it, which we will see a case like that below. I'm going to share with you. But in our natural man, we must not curse them. Romans 12:14. "Bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse not." Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Romans 12:19-20. "Avenge not yourself. Avenge not yourselves, beloved, but give place unto the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord." In other words, if you don't do it, God will. "But if thine enemy hunger, feed him. And if he thirst, give him to drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head." Now, some people say, well, this is just conviction. No, it's not. Notice, by not avenging self, the person is judged by God with these coals of fire upon his head. In other words, he gives them a little taste of hell to cause them to repent. And some of them ain't got sense enough to repent because they're still so self-justified that they can never confess a sin. Never. I'm telling you, when these demons take you, you will never confess a sin. Unless it's one everybody knows so that you can make yourself look good, right? But that's just manipulation, right? So this judgment is ordered by God and administered by the bride in this text. It's not vengeance on their part, but on God's part. When Father told us recently, "Let the bullets fly," he was speaking of what he commanded us to do to save his people from wicked regimes all over the world. And he answered right away by judging leftist, communist, Islamic regimes and others with the coronavirus. We spoke it, and it came to pass. And we have authority to judge for God only. We can't do it ourselves. Paul in 1 Corinthians 5 said that we can't judge those that are without, for God does that correctly. So he's talking about us. Okay. But he uses the righteous to speak the judgments, and he performs it. Because in that same text, Paul turned a man over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh. Sounded like he didn't take his own advice, unless you realize that he's talking to men. Men cannot judge. God did it through Paul. He did it in other cases in the New Testament too. And he does it all the time. He turns people over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh. In hopes, of course, that they'll repent and return to the Lord. So, when Father is through judging the righteous, in other words, crucifixion of self, right? He judges those who afflict them. We've received this by faith at random several times. Isaiah 51, 22 and 23, thus saith the Lord, and thy God that pleadeth the cause of his people, behold, I have taken out of thy hand the cup of staggering. Who handed it to him? Well, the wicked, of course. Even the bowl of the cup of my wrath, thou shalt no more drink it again. And I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee. Oh my, there's your faction getting judged right there. I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, that have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy back as the ground and as the street to them that go over. Yes, but if you don't return recompense or judgment or retaliation or whatever, God will do it. So, we see that the judgment of the wicked comes out of their own mouth. For thine own mouth condemneth thee. Not I. And it has to be that way. It's not us. And then, back to Eve's revelation here. Then I saw a roach crawling on an old-style rounded silver toaster. And I grabbed the toaster and knocked it against the sink to make it fall off. And then I killed it. All right. Well, let me say something about killed here. Killed here speaks of killing the evil in men, in most cases. But sometimes the person is reprobated, and they will physically die in their sins. Now, we've had dreams about that, especially of the people that are the most guilty among the faction, who are just great evangelists and going out to destroy people. Yes, he will take them out. Someone in the kitchen behind me said, they must be coming from the toaster. Dr. Phil says they always come from the toasters. This is representing a factious false accuser who is doing what he's accused others of doing. I said, no, that is not the source. Speaking of those being, in her parenthesis, she says, speaking of those being deceived by worldly demonic sources about the real source of the cockroach or faction invasion. Yeah, the real source. They want to tell you it's Trump, it's David. They're liars. It's them. The toaster represents the fiery trials that burn up the flesh. Also, toasters represent godly ministers that prepare the bread of the word to be eaten. Faction always accuses the righteous of the sins that they themselves are guilty of. Amen. I agree with that, 100%. And he went on to say, I began looking under the countertop next to the refrigerator, and I saw an old cardboard box sitting in the shadows that they were coming from. For some reason, roaches love cardboard boxes. You know that? This was a box that a factious accuser of the bride, who brought his unclean life into our fellowship before being reprobated. She knows the person. He had brought the box with him when he moved here from the left mobile home. I couldn't grab the box yet until I had killed all the roaches that were running around on the counter. I then found a small nest of baby roaches and destroyed that. Once I had killed them all, I grabbed the box and pulled it out from under the countertop. I saw a large roach that was much bigger than all of the rest, and as it fell off the box, I stepped on it. Well, you know, the biggest roach is the one that has all the little roaches, right? So the big roach, the factious leader and his demons, is the source of all the smaller roaches. And like in the natural, the biggest roach births the smaller ones. Uh-huh. I was glad I caught them all early when they were few in number and before they could multiply out of control. Mm-hmm. Well, I see from this word given from God, we can see that the bride will squash this invasion attack by the factious, by order of God. By order of God. He gives instruction, Job said, in dreams. Instructions. And I can tell you that these people have had very accurate dreams. They're dead on, and they're confirmed by other dreams, words, and prophecies. Not just a dream standing alone. So, Eve said, I then took the box and threw it out in the yard on the other side of the right mobile home. Where the trenches had been dug by the Nazis to make war on us. Like this dream shows, you know. It's interesting that the Nazi faction is accusing President Trump of being a Nazi when they literally came from the Satanist Nazis in Operation Paperclip. That's where the demons were passed on. The Satanism and the demons were passed on to our government. You know? Not that it wasn't here too, but this really infused the government. So that's very interesting. Again, the Nazis are accusing other people of being Nazis. Yeah. So here's the dream that she had. This was back in 8/26/19, and was called Failure of the Faction. I was in the living room of the right side mobile home with my father. That's, you should put a capital F there. And many of the UBM brethren. And she says, representing the father who puts his sheep on the right. Yes, amen. And I went to the doorway of my father's study. He was wearing a plaid shirt with pastel colors of light blue, light yellow, light green, and pink. I showed him two pictures that my oldest son, Noah, had drawn with markers. One was a picture of a T-Rex, and the other was a big multi-story building with lots of people standing around it. Well, amen. She said, my father, capital F, liked the pictures and smiled. I believe the T-Rex represents the dragon, and the multi-story building represents Zion, the bride, and the end-time revival. Yeah, my thought is that the T-Rex dragon has been attacking the man-child, typed as Noah here, as in Revelation 12, where he sought to devour the man-child but failed. And he's trying, they're trying to hold us back from taking our Zion in the coming revival, and the coming revival, I should say. So we know this has been going on, that the dragon seeking to devour the man-child before he can, and because the dragon wants the woman, wants to destroy the woman. But he couldn't destroy the man-child, and the man-child took him into the wilderness to train him for 3.5 years. All right? Then I went outside and saw my mother, that's the church, mowing the tall grass on the other side of the Wright mobile home with a push mower. That's encouraging. The church is obviously denying self, cutting off the flesh, because Peter said all flesh is as grass, meaning that this is a revival that's coming, right? Eve said, I saw several hornets' nests that surrounded the area. The hornets was a band of factious that the Lord told us that he was going to destroy. I saw, and they were around the left mobile home, okay? I saw several hornets' nests that surrounded the area that my mother was mowing, that my father had torn apart with his bare hands. Sounds to me like the wrath of God, right? And I saw several dead hornets that got torn with the nests. Yes. So in the first dream she had about the hornet's nest, it was the faction in the left mobile home. Left meaning the goats who are the Lord puts on the left, right? Some will scatter and some will die by the Father's hand so that the revival can come. Uh-huh. As my mother finished mowing the grass, it became evident that the Nazis, that's the factious who persecute and kill God's people, they're filling their type, right, had abandoned a large war trench that they had dug to assault the Wright mobile home. Well, that's what they consider their ministry. It's their only ministry. They don't save anybody. Their only ministry is to try to destroy the righteous. And as the righteous crucify their flesh, the faction loses their power to crucify them, right? So she said, I went over to the trench, looked down, and I saw a brother in captivity who was clutching 2 boxes of donuts and a sister. They had been held prisoner by the Nazis. Well, let me say this, that you're spiritual junk food won't save you from the Nazis' witchcraft. Only obedience to the word will. Okay? I helped them out of the trench, and they headed over towards the mobile homes. Praise the Lord. Delivered from captivity. Then I looked back down into the trench and found a pail of honey and spoils that the Nazis had stolen from the right side mobile home. Yes, they do. The Lord will return what the wicked stole, multiplied. And the honey just represents good food. The Bible says, butter and honey shall he eat. And that was spoken about the man-child, Jesus. Called God's perfect food, right? Then I saw an opaque hose sticking out of the bottom of the trench. I called Noah over to where I was near the trench and handed him the honey and the other valuables that the Nazis had stolen from the Wright mobile home and asked him to take them back into the house. That is the Wright mobile home. Very interesting. Then I called my father over and said, Look at this. And I pulled the hose and saw black liquid that looked like crude oil moving inside the hose and dripping out of the end. And as I pulled upward on the hose, it revealed that the Nazis had run the hose with black oil underground and then up into the living room window of the Wright mobile home. I pulled it out of the window so that no more black oil would go into the house. Okay, my thoughts about this is that this is the end of the black anointing that the faction demons gave the faction against the UBM body. Their authority is removed, as was Haman's, whose anointing was given to Mordecai, the man-child type, who then, with the bride, destroyed the faction. You see, when the bride is matured, then God will turn on the faction who crucified them. I understood that they were trying to sabotage us with the black oil, but their mission had been abandoned when my mother started to mow the grass on the right side of the property. Yep. All flesh is as grass, right? Cutting it represents repentance. And this revival in the church will bring the faction into judgment. And then I woke up, she said. I asked the Father for a word for this dream by faith at random and received Joel 3, 5, in context, 1 through 8. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring back the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, the faction here went into beast bondage because of their sin against God's people. But soon, when the faction is smashed, as we're seeing in these revelations here, the elect remnant among them will return to the Lord. And we know that it's only a remnant that does return, because they were chosen of the Lord anyway. There are people in the church that don't belong there, never did belong there. Okay. Parable of the sower weeds them out. I will gather all nations and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will execute judgment upon them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. Yes, the demonic faction is in all the nations and is destroyed for what they did to scatter the people of God. And they have parted my land and have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they may drink. Boy, you think that this is not really actually happening? Well, it's happening in the deep state and in the deep state faction in the church. They destroyed God's children for their own selfish lusts, just like the deep state faction in the government has sacrificed the children. There's a perfect parallel. The Lord has told us that. We're seeing the parable. Yea, and what are ye to me, O Tyre and Sidon, for all the regions of Philistia? Will you render to me a recompense? If you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Yes. Their recompense against God's body is against him. And God is going to turn their recompense upon their own head. We were ordered of the Lord to command the factions, witchcraft curses sent towards us, to return upon their own heads. He ordered us to do that one time. And the Lord said, I will curse them that curse thee, and I will bless them that bless thee. So it's totally scriptural. For as much as you have taken my silver and my gold, which they have, and carried it into your temples, my goodly precious things, in other words, they're thieves, and have sold the children of Judah and the children of Jerusalem unto the sons of the Grecians, which is the beast of that day, that you may remove them far from their border. In other words, they brought them into beast captivity, the faction did, to remove them from their border. The factious removed them from their promised land and righteousness, which is the only way you can keep your promised land. Behold, I will stir them up out of the place whither you have sold them and will return your recompense upon your head. In other words, the faction will reap the judgment that they spoke. God will deliver the captives from the faction and pay the faction back for their great sin. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hands of the children of Judah, that they may sell them to the men of Sheba, to a nation far off, for the Lord has spoken it. So the unrepentant faction is going to be sold into bondage to reap what they sowed. Yes, there's one way to get out of judgment, folks, and that's repent. That's the fastest way out. Some people can't repent. God will not grant them repentance. He turned them over to the devil in the first place. So back to our original dream here with Eve. In another scene, which seems to be a repeat of the first scene above where the faction roaches were wiped out, I was standing on the large porch between the two mobile homes near the front facing south. And someone to my right said, "Look out." I turned and I looked in the direction of where I had thrown the box with the roaches near the Nazi trenches. That kind of identifies where it's coming from, right? And I saw two large black dogs. These are those who stirred up the most recent faction, running up to attack me. You know, dogs are like roaches in that they are apostates who return to their own vomit. Yes, isn't that weird? Things God speaks to you when you're trying to figure these things out. I grabbed one of the 12 posts on the porch and held on tightly as the largest dog, a Great Dane, stood up on its hind legs and grabbed my chest from behind and began trying to hump me. Well, let me say that the wicked, lustful leader attempting to sow his seed in the bride by slander, but he'll fail. And he's only going to get those that belong to Satan and are given over to Satan. This stalker of our women, literally by phone and by internet and in person, is just like this dog. We've had at least 5 dreams of him trying to molest or molesting our women. And he literally has tried to seduce several. And by the way, if he and his companion dog don't like when we tell the truth, I can put their names here. And in many other dreams, with a lot more dreams to add. Because we've said a lot. And we've kept it all anonymous. We've been told by the Lord that our timeline is running parallel to President Trump's. He, like us, has been gathering evidence against his faction, but has used few names. But all of this is about to change, as all the evidence and names will come out in the D-class. You know, we have a legal organization here. It's not 501c3, but it's one that works very well for us. But as legal trustee over this ministry, I legally have to report thefts. And that's because they know that people in authority can steal themselves. So you have to make sure you can account for things, you know. The FBI has all the information. I've done everything legally, except for some key pieces of evidence, which I have withheld until D-class, because the Lord told me he wanted to set this thing off when he wants to set it off, right? And also the Lord told us of the most recent factious person who joined them to try to steal big time. Yeah, and illegally too. But they were going to try to hide the illegal part. Yeah. But let me say this to everyone out there. We would love everyone to repent. Everyone that's in this faction. The Lord will have mercy on those who are able to repent. But we will obey him. All right. Some people say, well, you're not supposed to go to law. Well, we're commanded to obey the laws. Apostle Paul went to the law 3 times in the scripture. Yeah, he sure did. And we also have to obey the law and as we're commanded to do by the Lord. The companion dog that looked like a black wolf just ran around back and forth in front of me with celebratory yelps and howls, egging the other dog on. and this is the one who brought the box of roaches. Revelation 22, 12 through 15. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to each man according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they that wash their robes, that they may have the right to come to the tree of life, and may enter in by the gates into the city. Without, that is, without the city of God, are the dogs and the sorcerers, that's witchcraft, and the fornicators, of which they are, and the murderers, of which they are, and the idolaters, yet on and on, everyone that loveth and maketh a lie, which they do. That's a near perfect description of the faction, except some things are left out. Well, but 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10 does a better job. Or know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, yes, they are guilty of all of these, nor abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. So, then the scene changed, Eve said, and I was standing out in the front yard of the mobile homes, and David came up to me and reported that the factious companion had showed up at our meeting. And David said, he came up there spewing his hatred and slander to everyone there, and then he mentioned a really nice birthday card that you had sent to him and was bragging about it, as if he felt justified by that. And she put in parentheses here, having pity on the factious causes them to justify themselves and opens us up to being attacked by their witchcraft faction demons. This is so. Actually, the factious leader admitted being captured just like this, the first of four times that he fell into faction. Yeah. Then David asked me, why would you send him a birthday card? You know that he feels encouraged and justified by that now. And, well, I just think that this means that that we cannot wish someone a happy birthday whom the Lord has reprobated. You can't bless a cursed person. It's just not possible. And I said, I just thought to do something nice for him. I didn't think it would cause all this trouble. And she put in parentheses, I've been praying for him lately that the Lord would have mercy on him and grant him repentance. And, of course, we've done that for all of them until in some cases we were told to stop, you know. So because we want that, you know, we love our brethren. We know how they used to be. And of course, God wanted to change that, but, and that's why he turned them over to Satan. But anyway, so she said, the Lord told me back in August of 2018 to stop praying for him, that he would not hear my prayers for him. I thought, maybe he just meant stop praying to spare him from death because we had revelations that he was going to be killed. But it appears that he wants me to stop praying for him at all. Yes, that happens. It came to me that the Lord told Jeremiah this three times. Yes, he did. He did. Let's see, 1 Jeremiah 7, 16 through 19. Therefore, pray not for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me for them, for I will not hear. Let's see, another one, Jeremiah 11. The Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to their iniquities of their forefathers who refused to hear my words, and they are gone after other gods. Other gods mean demons. The gods of the Gentiles are demons, is what Paul said. Now, those are demons of hatred and lust and bitterness and slander and railing, fornication, so on and so forth. Bisexuality, yep. Behold, I will, I'm skipping on down, because I will bring evil upon them for which they shall not be able to escape. Just like none of the roaches escaped, right? They'll cry unto their gods, but they won't answer. On and on. Therefore, pray not for this people. Verse 14. Neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me because of their trouble. And then again in Jeremiah 14, 10 through 12, I'll just read 11. And the Lord said unto me, pray not for this people for their good. Okay. And then she woke up. About time, huh? I asked Father for a word by faith at random for this dream, and my finger was on. Behold, it cometh. Yeah, wow. Yes, it does come. It's coming. And I'll put the text there, but I'm going to skip on down a little bit. We received these texts also yesterday morning by faith at random. Isaiah 17, 12 through 14. Ah, the uproar of many peoples that roar like the roaring of the seas and the rushing of nations, that rush like the rushing of mighty waters. The nation shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but he shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, like the whirling dust before the storm. At eventide, behold, terror, and before the morning, they are not. This is the portion of them that despoil us, and the lot of them that rob us. The Lord will take down the faction. And then Proverbs 3:31-35, envy thou not the man of violence, and choose none of his ways, for the perverse is an abomination to the Lord, but his friendship is with the upright. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. But he blesses the habitation of the righteous. And surely he scoffeth at the scoffers. Yes, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Yes. But the righteous will be rewarded. Isaiah 61, 5 through 7. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Instead of your shame, you shall have double, and instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Another one, John 17, 6. I manifested thy name unto the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. And 2 Corinthians 6, 1 through 10. I'll just read a part of it to you. Now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Yes, God is so awesome. Thank you, Lord, for this revelation. Thank you for blessing our brethren, Lord, with understanding and, of course, warning. And I pray, Lord, that the faction, especially those who were just deceived, will have their eyes opened, Lord, that you will have grace and mercy and bring them out of and deliver them from their captors in the name of Jesus. Amen. And thank you, Father, for blessing Michael and the gang that's with him. And thank you so much for pouring out your spirit there and anointing him and anointing them in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Good night, saints. God bless you.